Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new monthly edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes today. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to the 511th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. You're going to hear some sprinkling of ads from app, what is it called? Red Circle, the app I'm using for the podcast, for the hosting. I'm starting to really like these guys, and I know a little bit of ads, not always great, but hey, I got to put food on the table for a family of nine, okay? And although the oldest, he is out of the house. And the second oldest is pretty much out of the house. But, you know, we still do things. So bear with me, all right? I appreciate you sticking it out. I appreciate you being with me on this journey for 8 years now. Just past the eight-year anniversary. 511 episodes. And I've got a lot more coming. I'm hitting my stride. So hang on, my friends. This is another few chapters of the Sales Whisperer Way. You can get a signed copy at 79stories.info, 79stories.info. Now check out what I have to say about my newest sponsor, Vidyard. Vidyard is an easy-to-use yet powerful video solution that makes it simple to create videos, host them ad-free, share them with others, and track their performance. Whether you're recording a video for one person or sharing it with the world on your website, it's easy to manage your video content. The Vidyard solution is built for business. It has robust analytics, integrations with top enterprise tools like HubSpot, and customization options that answer your unique needs. Look, email isn't dead, but it sure can be boring. Use Vidyard to record and send sales videos to connect with prospects, convert opportunities, and close deals. You can put a face to your name with video. I do this. Record your face, your screen, or both for prospecting videos, follow-ups, product demos, and more. Sign up for Vidyard free today by going to vidyard.com/whisper. And just like all of you, the team at Vidyard can't keep up with all those promo codes on podcasts and blah, blah, blah. So they're making it easy to sign up, okay? No promo code. Just go to vidyard.com/whisper to start using Vidyard completely free. And as a bonus, get their high conversion virtual sales playbook. Vidyard.com/whisper. Now, open your book. Read along with me from The Sales Whisperer Way. Victory over the vortex. The whirlwind and the mission. The vortex and the goal. The ringing phone and the bigger picture. Focusing on the former leads to feeling overwhelmed. Being overwhelmed leads to feeling inadequate. Feeling inadequate leads to giving up the dream. Overwhelmed and inadequate is how a manager described his feelings after attending yet another rah-rah training program delivered by well-meaning readers of books who demonstrated their prowess at book reading during the previous 48 hours and concluded their book reading training by giving attendees even more books and binders to read for continued self-improvement. You and I both know those books, binders, CDs, DVDs, and notes end up becoming collectors of dust and guilt because they will never be touched by human hands until they are gently placed in the trash bin many moons from now, which leads to feeling more overwhelmed and inadequate. All of my clients realize several things about business. It's easy to start a business. It's hard to run a business. It's almost impossible to succeed at business. Until you succeed, you're the loneliest person on earth. Even after you succeed, only fellow business owners truly understand you. You can only succeed when you develop systems and processes and surround yourself with excellence because there's a lot to do. You cannot do it all. Others can do the busy work for you if you train and allow them. Your clients are happy with what your staff can do as long as they know it's done under your watchful eye. Your eye remains keen and sharp and fresh and productive when it is not tired and blurred with the tears of exhaustion and frustration that always come when you try to do it all yourself. Doing it all was bad enough before the internet and technology made our lives simpler and paperless. Your life is simpler and paperless now, right? Now we must wrestle and wrangle with a slew of tools and sites and acronyms that we cannot define, let alone leverage. SaaS, CRM, SMS, MMS, PPC, SEM, SEO, CSS, HTML, PHP, JV, ADD, ADHD, OCD, ED, ROFLMAO, say that real fast, RUOK, BFF, WTH, SMH. So we wrangle and grapple and run and hide from this vortex because we do not want to appear ignorant, and we do not, cannot spend a ton of money on some pointy-headed, fast-talking guru to confuse us some more. What salespeople, business owners, and entrepreneurs need is a reliable, effective, measurable, repeatable, affordable way to deliver a powerful message in a powerful manner. We need access to capable technicians and advisors to assist with the development and the dissemination of that message. And we need a place where we can mingle and brainstorm and brain still with our peers, behind closed doors, away from the watchful, prying eyes of the marketplace, to rejuvenate our spirits and put a spring back in our steps. It's normal to be consumed by the vortex at times. It's normal to wonder if the goal is really worth the effort. It's normal to feel guilty about investing more money in training or consulting or workshops or conferences or coaches. It's normal for your company to not want to pay for it. It's normal to be mad about that. It's abnormal to do it anyway and to feel good about yourself, to have faith and confidence that the only sure investment is an investment in yourself. So keep kissing guru frogs until you find a good one and until you become a guru in your own right. Trust me, you are better than you give yourself credit for. You have more knowledge and insight and skills and intuition than you realize. Give yourself permission to rest and give yourself permission to excel. You are not alone. People like you are why I developed an Institute of Higher Business Sales and Marketing Learning that convenes regularly in the wine country of Southern California. The good weather, great wine, exceptional learning, and lifelong friendships make the programs worth the walk, drive, flight, boating, or hot air ballooning it will take for you to get here. Regardless of where you find your reprieves and your inspiration, remember to sell different. Hey, sidebar. In a previous life, I was in the financial industry. It was a short-lived career, so I won't bore you with the details, but one little nugget or patty has remained with me since 1997. One of the senior advisors there asked me, "Wes, do you know why most advisors aren't rich? They don't believe their own bullshit." I have followed that advice when considering investments ever since. In 2006, I was given that advice by my sales mentor who told me, "Wes, be a product of your product." I followed his advice and my sales grew. In 2008, when I bought Infusionsoft for myself and started helping others with it, I became a product of the product and my business grew. Are you selling Fords but driving a Chevy? Are you selling PCs but use a Mac? Do you yell "Roll Tide, roll" but try to eat with utensils? Oh, that might be a low blow. I might consider putting myself into timeout for that one. Maybe. Freedom is when what you believe, say, and do are all the same. So get your shit together and watch your business boom. Will this be the year you tame your tiger? Conventional wisdom marks 2:25 a.m., November 27, 2009, as the moment Tiger Woods' life came to an end. But how often is conventional wisdom correct? I propose that history will show that 11:27:09 is the morning Tiger finally began living. "Ahem," I hear you say. There are secret microphones in the book. Remember, my buddy, who's a general in the Air Force? Yeah, he has lots of cool technology he lets me play with. But don't tell anybody, okay? How in the world can the moment the biggest athlete in the cosmos was exposed to be a fatally flawed individual like the rest of us be a good thing? I told you I can hear you. Great questions. Even there. Oh. Previously, I wrote about victory over the vortex. While Tiger faced a public outer vortex, it was just that, public and on the outside. Something about sticks and stones comes to mind. It is nothing compared to the inner, private, conflicted, and self-inflicted vortex that had dominated and been parasitically destroying his life for many years before that fateful night. Meanwhile, the world watched his saga unfold by the minute in much the same way we macabrely, how do you say that? Macabrely slow down to look at a wreck on the side of the road. We're curious. We don't want to see anything bad. We do want to see something bad. We're relieved it's not us. We give thanks it's not us. We criticize those in the wreck saying, what were they thinking? How can they be so stupid? How can they be so careless? What in the heck? Bam! We slam into the car in front of us, thereby creating the next spectacle to further distract and slow down traffic. How and why did this happen? Because we took our eye off the goal, shifted our focus, and filled our thoughts with self-righteous indignation at how silly and foolish and knuckleheaded everyone else is, forgetting for that brief moment that, there but for the grace of God, go I. We all have our own vortices, which we must isolate and circumnavigate to avoid becoming discombobulated until we are able to at least minimize, if not vaporize, these spinning traps. But first, we must acknowledge them. Four members of my family have been through Alcoholics Anonymous. All of them had to stand up in public and say, hello, my name is such and such, and I'm an alcoholic. Pow. It is stated that 50% of the healing comes right then, right there, by simply uttering 9 words. 9 words that take between 3 seconds and 40 years to say. Makes the utterer halfway healed. Are you halfway over your biggest challenges? I hear you saying, I'm so glad this year, this quarter, this month, this week is over. To which I ask, really? Why? What are you committing to right now? What plan of action are you putting into place right now? What team of experts are you surrounding yourself with right now? What obstacles are you removing right now? What stupid television shows are you turning off right now so you can focus on productive work? What stupid gossip are you closing your ears to right now? What unhealthy foods are you putting down right now? And what negative, counterproductive, and self-defeating thoughts are you clearing out of your head right now to make sure next year is not only better than this year, but it is actually the best year of your entire life? What are your vortices? How long have you been shouldering them? How big of a burden have they become? When will you acknowledge them? When will you get help addressing them? When will you get help conquering them? When will you cease to be satisfied with the chaos and unsatisfying results in the areas of your business and your life that matter most to you and get PO'd enough to finally take action? We all have vorticification in our lives. Scientists even give it a word, entropy. It's the natural tendency for the universe to collapse into homogeneity. It's the natural tendency of winners to conquer the collapsification. Tiger conquered the tendency to collapse in golf tournaments, and despite his outward chaos and hoopla, on February 19, 2010, when Tiger Woods admitted his problems to the world, he became 50% healed of his internal demons. When will you face the chaosification of your life? When will you stop attempting to assuage your wounds by staring at the collapses of everyone else? Your competition is either sucking their thumbs in anticipation of the end, or they are hoping for some miraculous rescue, which ain't gonna happen. Or they are aggressively, decisively, and proactively moving forward to expand their market share and put the thumbsuckers out of their misery. Take decisive action like Nathan. You'll be glad you did. And I'll mention Nathan in here in just a little bit. Would you like some fries with that? What a simple question. What a powerful question. What a profitable question. Shh. It's also a script. But more on that later. the right idea, the right question, the right program, the right offer at the right moment can double your sales quicker than a knife fight in a phone booth, or faster than green grass through a goose. But I digress. Alka-Seltzer doubled sales when, on the advice of Herta Herzog, a motivational researcher and marketing consultant, they changed their TV ads from showing one tablet being dropped into a glass of water to two. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. Southwest Airlines added $100 million in annual revenues by offering 15 passengers each flight to buy their new business select class, to which I've contributed more than a few dollars. But the average and ordinary are comfortable. They are not looking for ways to double sales. Double sales? Double sales? Haven't you seen the news, you dang sales whisperer consulting dude? We're in a recession. Or there will be one soon. We're in a trade war with China. Or we will be in one soon. We're just focused on hanging on. Hanging on, you heard me? Double sales. What are you smoking? Come back next year. And look, I was writing this way before COVID. So you can imagine excuses people can still give you. But anyway, I know it was a tough adjustment after the 2008 collapse, and I correctly predicted we would have a tough time for longer than most of the pundits wanted to admit. But I also think our economy, both domestically and internationally, and the buying habits of the world have changed forever. That was true from 08, certainly true after 2021. But again, I digress. Those who expect moments of change to be comfortable and free of conflict have not learned their history. Joan Wallach Scott. If you're willing to get up a little earlier, work a little smarter, seek the counsel of those with expertise beyond that of your own, craft your unique selling proposition, train your staff better, raise your expectations of everyone around you, challenge the status quo, take a fresh look at everything you do, and question every belief about sales and marketing you currently hold, this can be the best year of your professional life. 2021, 2022, whenever. But if you approach business and life with an attitude of fear, if you're settling into your prevent defense, if your fear of loss outweighs your desire to take bold action, well, fear of loss, a path to the dark side is. Little Yoda for you. To continue on your journey to greatness, simply finish reading this book, then review the resources section at the back of the book and spend some quality time browsing the additional materials I provide for free, such as the Sales Podcast and the CRM Sushi Podcast, the SalesAgenda.com, the SlideShare Presentations, the Weekly Whisper, and more. Maybe invest in the 7 Deadly Sins of Selling or Making Good Money in Bad Times, CDs and MP3s that I sell for a few bucks, or decide to jump headfirst into a training or coaching program you think you can't afford. But watch what happens. Money loves speed. Success favors the bold. Here's wishing you the gift of focused, bold, decisive action. Hey, sidebar. Do you know how long you have to be bold on a sales call or in a negotiation? Somewhere between 3 to 7 seconds. That's how long it takes to ask the question that really matters. Then shut up and take notes. Prospect: thanks, but we're satisfied with our current vendor. Average salesperson: okay, bye. Professional salesperson: Mr. Prospect, when you first chose your current supplier, was the goal to be just satisfied or overjoyed? Prospect: thanks, but we don't have the budget right now. Average salesperson: oh, okay, bye. Professional salesperson: Ms. Prospect, I know you don't have the budget. That's exactly why I called. What are you implementing this quarter to ensure this doesn't happen next quarter? Prospect: can you send me some information? Average salesperson: oh, sure, right away. Thank you so much. You're going to love what I send. I'll be sure to follow up incessantly and show you as a qualified opportunity on my pipeline for at least 2 quarters before I realize you're blowing me off and I'm a terrible person. They say that to themselves. Professional salesperson: Joe, do you really want some information, or are you just trying to be polite and not say no because you think I'm going to try to turn it around and go for the hard close? Be present. Ask the questions that need to be asked. Listen for the answer. That's what I teach live in person every week in the sellmoreofeverything.com program. Come join us. Sellmoreofeverything.com. Remember Nathan I talked about earlier? Nathan Brown is a member of that group. He has been for quite a while. And he said, the gatekeeper chuckled and said, well, at least you're honest. And after that, I gave her the 27-second spiel. She gave me the cell phone number of the manager. The stuff I teach works. And look, when you're trying to learn a new skill, it's hard, okay? It's hard. Yes, you can stick it out. Yes, you can learn it on your own. Yes, you can, I don't know, print up an award for yourself for doing it on your own. But it's going to take longer than it should, okay? So if you really want to grow, if you really want to accelerate, come hang out with us. Come join. You can join month to month or invest in yourself for a year and save quite a bit. So head on over there, okay? Sellmoreofeverything.com.